All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Hi, I'm Ron Montgomery. I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Missouri Valley College.
All right, Ron. Well, I see within the next couple of weeks here, you guys are going to be having a jazz festival featuring many local schools. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys will be doing that day and why you're doing it?
Yes. Well, the jazz festival started a few years ago with Gary Anders at the helm, and they just felt that we needed more emphasis in that area for our local communities. And so within a few years, they had 8 bands up and running each year, and it's capped it at that in order to just make it a little bit more intimate festival and keeping the timing down as well. And so this year we're doing the same thing. We'll have bands from, actually we're actually spreading out a little bit more this year. The local bands are involved in the district jazz festival, which is scheduled on the same day. So we've expanded and we've gone outside of our district to invite bands that are going to be playing with us. So we've got Raytown Peculiar coming out with John Wilson and his bands, and Grandview High School and Middle School with Danny Watring and Steve Samsel, and then Martin City Middle School with Charles Jakes are going to be joining us this year.
Very good. It sounds like it is going to be a lot of great music to listen to. Now, what are some things that people can expect to hear during this festival?
Well, we've got judges that are going to clinic the bands, and my judges this year are Ryan Adamsons from Chicago. He's a trumpeter and jazz artist, and then Gary Anders, who's local from here, and they will be judging and clinicking the band. So each band will perform for about 15 to 20 minutes, and then the judges will step out with them and talk with them and have them do a little bit of just clinicking, talking about ways to refine their music, and that will continue throughout the festival until each band is completed. And then at the end, the Missouri Valley College Jazz Ensemble will play, and the judges, or one, at least one of the judges, will play with us as well for that and to conclude. And the bands will then have will have a ceremony where they'll be given certificates for each of the students, and then the judges will be given their packets. The band directors will be given the packets from the judges, just with the ratings and with all the comments that they have for their ensembles.
Very good. So this isn't just a fun experience, but it's also a learning experience for those musicians.
Exactly. And it's a time to get the kids out. It's not a high pressure. We're not doing trophies and things like that. It's just to get the kids out so they get the experience and get to hear the other bands that are playing and to see how they think they are doing with their ensembles and things like that. So it's a positive thing for everyone.
Very good. All right. Well, Ron, can we talk a little bit about time and date?
Okay, the date is January the 17th, which is a Saturday, and that will be at noon at the Ackleson Mabee Theater on Missouri Valley College campus. And that all the bands will be there, and they will hear each other perform from noon until the festival's done. It should go until around 4:30.
All right, very good. Now, is there going to be admission for this? Are people going to have to look into pre-registering or VIPing, anything like that?
No, it's free, and just come as you are, and just enjoy the music.
All right. Well, Ron, I want to thank you for taking time to talk to us today. Is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know?
We'd just love to have you folks come out. It's an exciting event, and should be some great music performed by the students.
Okay.